Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to pick up where I left off yesterday, talking about the 12th chapter of the letter of Hebrews, the author of the letter. In that chapter, talks about the discipline of the Lord. It's a very important thing to understand about God, and I think it applies directly to the moment that we're living in. I was just sharing the story yesterday about an experience I had in Uganda back in 2016, where I felt like, while I was in the context of a mission and after communion one day at Mass, I felt the Lord just speaking to my heart. You know, to get out my journal and write some things down. And one of the things I wrote down was I felt like the Lord said that that he was coming to discipline his church, and that it was going to be deep, and that it was going to be very chaotic, and it was going to be difficult time, that he was coming to dig down deep and to set the church free of something that was holding it. I had a picture of like a deep wound that was covered over only by a soggy Band-Aid or bandage of some kind, and that it had on the surface, we had something on it, you know, some kind of like, you know, disinfectant on it or something, but that deep down the wound was still there and that surgery had to be done. And so I felt like the Lord said that was going to happen in the church and it was going to be difficult, and that the church itself, because of some deep sin that had a hold of the church, that a real stronghold had, spiritual stronghold had been formed in parts of the church, that it was like chained. And the Lord needed to remove the chains. That was like another image, to break the chains that were binding it, and to get down to the core of that wound and expose it to the light of day, to allow the fresh sun, the light of God, to shine on it. Because the Lord wants to come and heal. That's his desire, to come and heal and set free, because he wants his body to be purified, to be made whole, so that she can be everything she's meant to be in the world. Because at the end of the day, the Lord's great passion and the mission that he has for his church in the world is to be an extension of his love and his mercy and the extension of the good news to those who don't know him. Because Jesus came to bring every single one of God's creatures, every single one of us, sons and daughters of God, creatures who are alienated from God, human beings alienated from God, but are meant to be brought back to God by Jesus. And sin holds us back and blinds us. And even the church, you know, the church is what? It's a hospital for sinners, many people say. It's not a museum of saints. It's not made up of perfect people. It's made up of broken, sinful people who've been forgiven of their sins, and they're following in the footsteps of Jesus and receiving the healing through his word, through his sacraments, through the ministry of the church. And we can see what happens, how that ministry is deeply, what shall I say, rendered ineffective when serious levels or segments of the church are trapped in sin, in bondage. And the Lord's coming to deal with that. And that's what's happening. That's the crisis we're in right now. That's my view of the crisis that we're going through. And the Lord is bringing to light what's hidden in darkness. And he has to do it so that he can take hold of his church. He's going to prune away. He's going to cut off dead branches. He's going to prune away what needs to be pruned away. He's going to give everybody involved an opportunity to repent. And you know, the way the Lord works is he comes first in mercy. And he doesn't want to expose our sin, you know, to the public. That's not what he's about. He wants us to repent and to come to him, to seek his forgiveness, to seek his help, to go to confession, to allow the Lord to do the work of transforming our hearts, as the writer of Hebrews said, that we might share in his holiness. But if we don't do it voluntarily and we stay in the sin, as I said yesterday, we become enslaved to it. And all kinds of darkness can happen. And the cycle of darkness can lay hold of us at a deep level. And it eventually becomes a bondage and an enslavement. We become defiled by it. And it really can screw up our entire life and people around us. It can break up marriages. I mean, people who get like trapped, let's say, in a gambling addiction, for example. And a man's involved, he can't control it. And it goes deeper and deeper. And he starts spending the family's money and he hides it. He lies about it. And he starts getting money out of the bank. He starts getting on credit cards. He starts talking to loan sharks, whatever it is. There's a deeper and deeper cycle of bondage that goes on. He keeps saying yes to it. And even though he knows it's wrong, he can't stop because he's given up his freedom. And so he's getting enslaved at a deeper and deeper level. And then that sin and that bondage can lead him to hiding from his family, hiding from his wife. It can lead to be put in situations that lead to even deeper enslavement. Marriages get broken up. I mean, that's what the devil's after. The devil's after really your destruction and mine. He wants us to break the vows that we've made to God in our life. He wants to alienate us from God. He wants to get us out of situations that we're in that are healthy for us. And he wants to lead us into unhealthy situations where he can have complete access to us. And when we're in that situation, we need the discipline of the Lord to come. A loving father comes to discipline. I'll just read this passage from Hebrews chapter 12, starting in verse 5. And have you forgotten the exhortation which addresses you as sons and daughters? Earlier, my son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor lose courage when you are punished by him, for the Lord disciplines those whom he loves, and he chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure now. God is treating you as a son, really as a child, right? For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are an illegitimate child, illegitimate children, not sons. The discipline of the Lord is something to welcome and rejoice in, even though it's painful and even though it's scary at times, because it's a loving Father who's coming to us at the level we need it, right? If he doesn't discipline us, that means we're not his sons and daughters, right? That we're illegitimate in some way. He said, besides this, we have had earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? That is the Father of the Holy Spirit and the angels of heaven, and right? And you have been given the Spirit of God. God touched you. You have a living soul that God gave you. And he wants to awaken in you the Spirit, to breathe in you his Holy Spirit. And the Spirit you've been given, the Holy Spirit at baptism. He said, for they disciplined us for a short time, that is, our parents, at their pleasure. But he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. That we may share his holiness. This is what each one of us is made for. It sounds too far away for some of us. It sounds scary for others. It sounds boring for others. But this is the pathway. What does holiness mean? It means to be like Christ. Well, what is Christ like? Jesus knows that he's his son. And he radically, totally loves the Father. And that love is expressed in obedience. It's expressed in right living. It's expressed in being rightly ordered to the Father's will. And being in union with the Father and experiencing that love and knowing that you're a child of God, that source of such amazing dignity. So the point of God's discipline is that we might share his holiness. Verse 11 says, for the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. Later, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. So what the Lord's after is peacefulness, peaceful fruit of righteousness in you. He wants you to walk in peace, knowing God, knowing that you're rightly aligned by God, and he's working something through you in the Holy Spirit, teaching you how to love him and love neighbor, and freeing you up from things that keep us radically self-centered on ourselves, deep addictive behaviors and the drives of our ego and our passions. He wants to calm those passions. He wants to order those passions. He doesn't want you to be passionless. He wants you to have the passionate love of his son. He wants to give you a new heart. He wants to help you be free of shame and bondage. So he's after your good. Now, when he comes to discipline us, and this is what's happening today in the church, even with leaders in the church, who he's exposing very bad decisions they made or bad habits of living in habit patterns of sin. I mean, one of those things, and you can see it in the church, and it's very sensitive to talk about. It's not the only stronghold, but it is a stronghold in the church, and that is among a percentage of the clergy is active homosexuality. And we see it now in the Pennsylvania report that came out, the John Jay report. We know that a significant percentage of people who've been caught in the crimes that are being revealed, the molestation of children, it's not a small percentage of them are priests and others who molest little children, called pedophilia. But the vast majority, 70%, even 80% in some of the studies, are priests, men who molest post-pubescent boys. That's homosexuality. Right? Now, I'm not saying every priest who has same-sex attraction is acting on it like this. But without question, there's something, and we can see it in these reports. It's present, it's real. And there's leaders in the church who are directing the church to be more open to homosexual behavior, to homosexual marriage, to different forms of marriage, all this kind of stuff. They're pushing and driving the church in a particular direction. They're going the way of the wider culture. We're being conformed to the world. This is what happens when we get trapped in a habit pattern of sin. Our minds become darkened. We don't see things right. And we see the darkness itself, the Bible says, becomes light for us. And we think we're in the light, but we're not. We're not rightly aligned, living righteously, rightly aligned with God's way for us. And then we start pushing things that we think are right. And because we're not in right relationship with the Lord, we're not walking in freedom, and our minds are dark, and we start promoting things that are inconsistent with God's purpose. So now we're talking, and we become more conformed with the world. Remember, the apostles told us that the whole world's in the power of the devil. And one of the things that's happening in the world today is that in our culture, the whole way of life is radically changing, and the whole definition of what it means to be human is changing. And it's being stolen from God. We're saying, the culture's saying no to God. And I've talked about this so many times on the program. The fundamental battle is this human willfulness and ego pushing towards self-creation. I am who I say I am. Whereas the saints tell us, I am who I am before God, and nothing more and nothing less. My identity, my purpose, my destiny, everything about me comes from God, my Father. But we can get so alienated because of the habit patterns of sin we're trapped in a darkened mind that we get alienated from his truth and his word. Friends, that's what's happening in the church right now, is the Lord is exposing those lies so we can be set free from it. And his discipline is here because he loves us. And if we say no to the discipline of the Lord, he does something else. And I'll tell you what that is tomorrow if you can tune in. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.